Michael Bublé, and it's a beautiful day on BBC Radio Stoke. Lots of comments coming in about things you've seen in supermarkets that you're either pleased or displeased about. We'll go over some of those shortly. First, though, I just want to focus attention for a moment on another group of people who've been doing their bit, making a difference over the last 11 months. The Freemasons in Staffordshire have been doing their bit. Let's find out more from Selwyn Burton. Good afternoon, Selwyn.
Good afternoon, Stuart. Nice to speak to you again.
It's lovely to have you back on the programme. So what kind of things have the Freemasons been doing over the last 11 months to try and make a difference to people?
Well, it has to be said that although Freemasons have the minor inconvenience of not being able to meet, other people have suffered much worse with the death of loved ones, serious illness, loss of jobs, children not having a proper education. So we wanted to help our excellent local charities as much as we could. And the fact is that there's over 200,000 Masons in the whole country who've given 18.5 million hours volunteering in the last year. We have over 2,000 Masons in Staffordshire, and proportionately we're given the same sort of support. And for example, from last March we've given out a load of PPE, face masks, 27,000 of those, hundreds of face visors, computer tablets to hospice, laptops to schools. And we've even raised £100,000 extra from our own members, bearing in mind that Freemasons give nationally £45 million a year to charity. This year, they've made available an extra £2.75 million. But in addition to that, which we'll get a proportion of, we've raised another £100,000 from our own members, which has been distributed to various good causes and charities, such as the blood bikes, cancer research, because a lot of the work that goes on, although it's COVID, which is hitting the headlines, other people are seriously ill with cancer, with heart disease and other serious matters. We've given money to a fantastic local little charity called the Peter Pan Centre up in Newcastle, which looks after children with special needs. We've given them £4,000 a year over 3 years, plus some extra help. An extra in addition to what we normally give to the hospices in the area, we've given an extra £15,000 nearly. So we're doing an awful lot there. And there's been a lot of local work going on. And just down the road from Radio Stoke is the Shelter Masonic Centre. And the manageress there and her husband have been collecting money there. And they've raised £1,400 up to the moment. And they're buying fresh food and donating it to a local food bank called Etruria Matters. And they're distributing that on a weekly basis. So we've been very busy.
By the sound of it, I was going to say, there's loads going on. We've spoken a fair few times over the last couple of years, Selwyn, about what Freemasonry is and what it isn't, and what you do and what you don't do. But it does seem to me that through all that, one of the key things, and you kind of alluded to it there, is it's about having meetings and it's about bringing people together. Now, there's all sorts of theories as to what you do in those meetings, and we won't go into that today. But what I want to know is how much difference has it made not being able to have your meetings?
Well, of course, as I said, that's an inconvenience for us compared to the problems which society as a whole is having. But despite the fact that we can't meet physically, we are still all in touch. It might be via virtual meetings, it might be via the telephone or in other ways, so that we're encouraging people to give of their time, to give of their charity, to give money where they can. But we've got people now volunteering in the vaccine centres, for example, who are going forward. We've got people training to give the vaccine, people who are not previously medically trained. We've got people who are medically trained taking part in the vaccine. We've got people helping out with the patients, who, when they've to keep the surgeries and the vaccine centres COVID free, and of course people doing things like marshalling on the car parks. We've also had members who volunteered to take part in the vaccine trials. And there's a lot of things going on with the Masons. Of course, not everybody can volunteer, because we have some older members who are shielding for one reason or another. But the oldest member we've got, as far as I know, who's volunteering, is actually 74, and he and his wife are both helping out at a vaccine centre.
I was going to ask about the age of Masons, because I do wonder if there's a perception that it does tend to be older men. And I'm just wondering, are you getting new people in? Yeah, sounds like I want to be one, doesn't it? I don't necessarily, but no, is there any room somewhere? No, I'm not trying to become a Freemason here. I'm just wondering, you know, in terms of the demographic, who is?
Well, the thing is, it's very interesting that we've actually had more interest this last year, while we've been locked down and not able to meet, than we would normally have. And the last time I heard, we got 81 people waiting to join us in Staffordshire, which is quite a goodly number. We've hardly lost anybody during the pandemic. Unfortunately, we have had one or two who've passed away, but it is only one or two. And things are looking very good. And the fact Masonry can't meet doesn't alter the fact that Masonry is about friendship, it's about integrity, it's about loyalty, it's about charity, it's about helping the communities where we live. And that's what we're all trying to do in our own way. It's an organisational issue and an individual issue, but we're doing very well.
It's good to hear. Thanks very much for sharing the number, just the sheer number. And I think we've only scratched the surface there of some of the things that the Freemasons are doing across Staffordshire and around the country as well. Selwyn, good to speak to you as always. Selwyn Burton with us from Staffordshire Freemasons. At some point we'll get Selwyn back on to explain a little bit more about what they do. We've had some fascinating chats over the years with him about all the stuff that Freemasonry, you might think you know about Freemasonry. The only things I know about Freemasonry are it happens, there are people who question where and why and how it happens. And when I went up into the loft in my old house in Madeley, clearly someone historically had been very heavily involved in the Freemasons, because there was ledgers of who'd been to meetings and some interesting costumes. I shall say no more.